Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll learn how to create a chase and stas style granular burst, route it so the sub and top end behave independently, and arrange it to hit cleanly and hard on club sound systems. We'll use Granulator Roman 2 as the sound source, split its signal into a mono SUB bus and a stereo TOP bus, resample a stable audio burst for arrangement, reinforce the sub with a sign, and use sidechain and safety limiting so the burst translates in a club. What you'll build: a 1-2 bar granular burst made from a one-shot or vocal/synth stab in Granulator Roman 2, a routing system that splits the output into a mono sub bus tight compression and psi reinforcement, and a top bus high-passed, saturated and spatialized, a resampled audio burst for arrangement with automation for cutoff, send mount and sidechain ducking, and a simple placement plan for pre-drop and on-drop hits. Prerequisite: Live 12 suite with Max for Live for Granulator Roman 2. If you don't have Max, use simpler and the alternative resampling approach described later. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the source, create a MIDI track, and load Granulator Roman 2 devices Max for Live Granulator Roman 2. Drag a clear transient one-shot vocal hit or short synth note into Granulator sample slot. Prefer 2448kHz, 24-bit if possible. Create a 1-2-bar MIDI clip to trigger the device. Use a steady note like C3 pitch will be managed inside Granulator. Starting device settings: grain size 30/60 ms, density medium high, spray/randomness 15-35%, small pitch variation, set position/scan to be automatable, and use a fast attack with medium release on the grain envelope. Tweak to taste. B. Create routing. Top vs sub, create two return tracks and rename them SUB return A and TOP return B. Enable sends from the Granulator track to both returns. We'll process each return differently. SUB return chain, return a chain. EQ8 set as a low pass with a relatively steep slope. Cut off around 100-140 Hz as a starting point. Utility set to width equals 0% to make the sub mono. Light saturator in soft sine mode with 13 dB drive, light compressor or glue compressor, optional multiband dynamics to tame or tighten the lowest band. Add a dedicated sine synth operator or analog on a separate track for sub reinforcement. Program a clean sine at the sub root C1C2 and route or send it to the SUB return. Sidechain the SUB compressor to your kick for ducking. TOP return chain, return B chain. EQ8 high pass at roughly 120 Hz to match the SUB crossover. Mild saturator for presence, glue compressor to glue the top, short plate or small room reverb, delay time to the track for rhythmic width. Keep reverb/delay wetness conservative on TOP. C. Fine-tune granular to align with sub on the Granulator track. Use an EQ8 to attenuate rumble below 30-40 Hz to avoid unnecessary sub energy, but let the returns handle major shaping. If grain-generated low-frequency instability appears, reduce grain size below 40 ms or reduce pitch randomness. D. Resample/freeze the burst for arrangement stability. Create a new audio track. Set input to resampling or directly to the Granulator track. Arm and record the burst into Ino. This freezes granular processing and gives you precise control. Consolidate and organize the recorded audio into a folder or group labeled granular bursts. Duplicate takes for different drop placements. E. Sub reinforcement and phase/mono checks on the recorded audio. Use EQ8 to gently boost the sub, fundamental with a narrow bell +2 to +4 dB only if needed. Program short, tight sine hits and operator aligned to the burst transients. Keep these mono and use short envelopes for tightness. Sidechain the sine/sub track to the kick with fast attack 0-10 ms. And a release tune to groove. Monitor SUB return with spectrum or scope and flip utility phase if you see cancellation issues. F. Arrangement tips for sound system pressure. Place the resampled burst 1 bar before the drop and on the drop downbeat. Automate. SUB return send amount increase on the drop. Reduce in bills granulator position and density to build tension. TOP return reverb and delay wetness to pull the burst back. When needed, group subtracks and add a multiband dynamics or limiter for safety. Keep master headroom aim for roughly -6 dB peaks during preview. G. Final checks and master safety. Use a spectrum on master to ensure most mono energy sits below -120 Hz and that peaks are stable. Toggle utility width 0% on master to check mono compatibility and look for cancellations. Add a brick wall limiter on master only for preview with a ceiling around -0.3 dB. For club testing, leave headroom and avoid final mastering limiting here. Alternatives: if you don't have Granulator Roman 2, use simpler in classic mode with very short looped slices, sample start modulation and pitch jitter, or resample a sliced loop and use clip envelopes for transpose and start to emulate granular behavior. The same routing and arrangement workflow applies. Common mistakes: to avoid leaving the sub stereo, always mono below tilde 100-120 Hz using utility width 0%. Oversaturating the sub, use soft saturation and monitor with spectrum to avoid distortion. Sending raw reverb to the sub, chain keep reverb on TOP only. Making the burst only on the master bus, resample to audio early so you can edit timing and dynamics. Using grain sizes that are too large, keep percussion-like bursts in 30-60 mm grain sizes. Not sidechaining the sub without ducking the kick will be masked on sound systems. Pro tips: make everything below 120 Hz mono. If you want stereo width, edit above 300 Hz. If the burst is muddy, resample it and follow with a clean sine sub and operator to track the envelope for clarity. Automating send a sub often works better than repeatedly changing EQs. Map granulator macros for grain size, density, spray, position and pitch to make broad changes fast. Duplicate the granulator track with different grain settings. Route both to the returns and blend sends for layered results. Phase align the sine sub by nudging it a few milliseconds if it cancels with the kick. Use saturator on the TOP chain to create harmonics that imply low end without boosting sub levels. Mini practice exercise: load granulator Roman 2, drop a one-shot stab, set grain size to tilde 40 mm, density medium high, spray 20%, and create a one-bar clip. Add two returns, sub LP at tilde 120 Hz, width 0%, gentle saturator and compressor sidechain to kick and TOP HP at tilde 120 Hz, saturator, short reverb. Send granulator to both returns, tweak sends so sub is punchy but not clipping. Resample one burst to audio, duplicate it and place it one bar before a loop drum drop and on the drop. Create a sine and operator aligned to burst peaks and sidechain it to the kick. Aim for combined sub peak around -6 dB on master. Check in mono. If the burst disappears, nudge sine phase until it holds. Recap: load a sample into granulator Roman 2, split its output into a mono sub return and a HP ed TOP return. Resample a stable burst, reinforce the low end with a clean sine and control it with sidechain and limiting. Use send automation, mono checks and resampled variations to make bursts that are exciting but reliable on a sound system. Watch for stereo subs, oversaturation and reverb on low frequencies, and practice the minning exercise until the burst both thrills and translates. Final note: think of the burst as two roles, low frequency force and high frequency character. Design for translation: first mono subs and kick clarity, then add motion and stereo excitement. When the low end is disciplined, the granular top end can be as wild as you like and still sound great on a big sound system. That's the lesson. Go make some heavy, controlled granular bursts.